Weekdays, 10 Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
When the Super Bowl ended, the ball would be in the hands of Tom Brady.
I don't know why we ever think it won't.
It's time for the home team. The home team is brought to you in part by Grace Family Church. Just try it. By Tampa Bay Area Chick-fil-A Restaurants. By Vermost Insurance. By Mahoney's Auto Repair. By the Palm Pavilion on Clearwater Beach. By Irish 31, the place to catch your favorite team in action. By Iceman Development, LLC. And now, here he is, the arena voice of the Tampa Bay Lightning and Orlando Magic, and the press box voice of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Paul Porter.
Thank you, Bill Carl, and welcome to hour number two of the home team. And hopefully the gremlins are out of the system here for hour number two, and we'll be able to proceed as normal. We've got a lot to cover in hour number two. Gordy Zimmerman's going to join us, and he is with some officials in Pasco County that are going to join us on the program as well. They've got some big things happening out there at the Trinity Sports Complex in Trinity, and we'll talk with Gordy about that. Congratulations to John. John correctly identified that the things that Steve Kearney mentioned as his takeaways were that they're doing it with injuries, and they're still getting pitchers back from injury and the Rays hitting. So, John, you are going to see the Rays and the Detroit Tigers on Tuesday night at Tropicana Field. And we're also going to send you a $25 gift card to Ferg Sports Bar that you can use before or after the game or on a separate trip other than Tuesday night. But the Rays tickets are yours. We're going to have Rays tickets to give away on a regular basis, courtesy of Mark Ferguson and our friends over there at Ferg's Sports Bar. As we continue our NBA contest thus far, the Dallas Mavericks, the Indiana Pacers, the Los Angeles Lakers, and the Phoenix Suns have been handed out. And there are 12 other teams still available, including the Orlando Magic, that are still available for you to choose. You pick a number from 1 to 16, either on Facebook Live or on by calling in, and we will get that those numbers in and get your team awarded to you. If you have to look at the NBA playoffs, which get underway today, and boy, what an amazing pairing we have of playoff matchups, both in the NBA and the NHL.
Absolutely.
It's really a feast today. But again, do you think the Celtics are the clear-cut favorite as far as the NBA is concerned, or can Denver repeat? How do you see it, Jason?
Well, certainly, Denver can repeat. There are other teams in the mix. I mean, going by the regular season, Boston looks like the best team. Their record was far and away, better than the other teams. So I think looking at that way, they should be the team to beat. But in the playoffs, anything can happen, and that's why. While we'll see, I mean, you were talking off air. You kind of think that Miami might give them some competition in that first round series. I think it's going to be difficult for the Heat without Jimmy Butler going up against a team of Boston's caliber, but again, you never
They're
know.
They're such a good playoff team, though. They always seem to step up their game.
They made the run last year as a low seed to go all the way to the finals, but Boston looks very strong, and obviously I think the Celtics probably feel the pressure. They were in the NBA Finals two seasons ago. There's always high expectations in Boston. They have the tradition, the history there. You know, the fans expect them to win. And I think the Celtics are probably feeling that with this kind of record during the regular season, they have to deliver in the playoffs, or else it's going to be looked at as a colossal failure and disappointment. So they should be the team to beat, but you never know. There's always other teams. When you have superstars in the NBA, the teams with the top stars, and if those stars get hot at the right time, you know, be it Luka Doncic, Nikola Jokic, LeBron James, even at this point in his career, career. If he gets hot, you know, the Lakers as a number seven seed could be very dangerous. So there's always that chance that teams get led by their star players at the right time.
Yeah. And, of course, the Magic counting on Paolo Banchero to lead them. I want to mention that Don in St. Petersburg chose number 14, which is the Denver Nuggets. So you have the Denver Nuggets, Don. And also Mario has picked number 5, and that is the Cleveland Cavaliers. And it is also a bonus number. So, Mario, you have the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh, never mind. I'm thinking the seeds are mixed up. Yeah.
Right.
I hear
right.
the 5. I hear the Magic. But yeah. No, it's 4. Yeah.
No, he has the Cleveland Cavaliers because he picked number 5. That's okay. That's all right. You're allowed to, you know, you're not perfect.
Well, yeah, it just popped in my head. It's a 4-5 matchup. Hey, wait a minute. Magic or 5. But,
there you go. If you want to join us on the phone lines, we have an open line now at 727-441-3000. And you feel free to jump in and join us on the phone lines. Let's go to Lee, who's joining us next. Hello, Lee. You're on the home team.
Good morning. Good morning.
Where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from Zephyr Hills. Last weekend in the United States. Next weekend I'll be in north of the border.
I was wondering about that if you left there. All right. Good.
How do you like that, Lee? Living half of the year in Florida and half of the year in Canada.
Well, I like it real well because. You don't put up with a 95 degree and 90% humidity in the summer.
There you go.
So, it's the best of both worlds, really. So
yes.
It works out. It's a long drive, but this is the last year we're going to fly from now on. Fly back and forth. So that's it.
All right.
I hope. The Lightning, they play tomorrow afternoon. Is that afternoon?
12:30, earlier in the day.
First game of the day in the NHL tomorrow.
Okay, well, I hope Vazzy is Vazzy for the series. So,
you know, a lot of people have asked me about that, Lee, as to how far the Lightning can go, and I think the number one thing is how Andrei Vasilevsky plays. If he is the Andrei Vasilevsky of old, they could go right to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yes.
I wouldn't be surprised by that at all. If he's the guy that played a month ago and was giving up 4 or 5 goals a game, then it's going to be a quick exit probably in the first round. I think that's just such a huge factor.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad they're playing Florida instead of Toronto. But like I said, I'm of the opinion that the fix is in, that Toronto's going to win the Cup.
The fix is in.
We'll see.
They want a Canadian city to win.
Yeah, that is true. I think it's been, I can't even remember the last time a Canadian
Montreal,
team.
Montreal, 93.
Is that when it was?
Yes.
Wow. So it's been
Kings.
31 years since a Canadian team won the Cup.
Vancouver, yeah, several in the, well, of course, I mean, the Lightning beat Calgary in 7 games in 04. Vancouver led the series throughout against Boston before losing in Game 7. That was in 2011. You know, so you had some teams, Canadian teams that have come close, but yeah, but Montreal was the last one to win it.
Yeah, the Lightning win, and when the COVID year, didn't they beat Montreal?
Well, that's true. Yeah, 2021. Yes, yeah, the Lightning beat Montreal, and that was in 5 games. So that's, yeah.
All right. Well, Lee, pick a number from 1 to 16. I'll tell you the numbers that are gone, and that is 5, 6, 7, 8, and 11, and 14. So any other
I'll
number?
I'll try 9. I'll try 9 again.
Number 9. You have the New Orleans Pelicans.
All right.
Okay.
Well, you never know. I mean, they had a big win last night over Sacramento, so...
Right.
You never know what's going to happen. Thank you, Lee.
The big man's hurt. Big.
He's been hurt a lot throughout his career. Unfortunately, he stayed healthy longer this year. But he had that accident in the one play-in game against the Lakers.
I do have some good news for you, though, Lee. You did get one of the bonus numbers. You got the third of the three bonus numbers. So we got a gift card coming out to you. What day are you leaving to go to Ottawa?
Friday.
Okay, well, you should have it before you leave. You might have to wait till you come back to use it, but it'll be coming your way, going out in Monday's mail.
Okay, well, it's a gift card. Sounds wonderful to me.
Okay.
Have a great summer. I'll give you a call from Canada from time to time.
Please Excellent. Do. Yes. Please do. Thank you, Lee.
All right.
Have fun. We appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
All right. Is Gordy Zimmerman ready for us?
Not yet. Give me a second.
Okay. Let's do this. Let's take a break, and then we will come back with Gordy Zimmerman and get more of your phone calls as well. Still a number of teams available for you. Thus far, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of the 16 are gone, but 9 still remain, so go ahead and pick. The Celtics are still out there. The Magic are still out there available to you, and some other good teams as well. So get in the contest either on Facebook Live or by calling us at 727-441-3000. More of the home team coming up on the Tan Talk Radio Network, AM 1340 and 1350, FM 106.1, 102.3, and Facebook
Live!
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, Paul Porter here, asking for your help. Bobby Maggie at Maggie Tax and Maggie Gives Back Foundation, a 501c3 nonprofit organization, supports and devotes its resources to assisting people in need. The Maggie Gives Back Foundation strives to help families who have fallen on hard times and are at risk of losing their homes with 1 year of mortgage or lease payments. Help us nominate a deserving family, and we need your help. If you share our belief in giving a hand up, not a hand out, then we urge you to donate or nominate today to MaggieGivesBack.com. To nominate a deserving family, visit www.MaggieGivesBack.com or call us for program details. Once again, that's www.MaggieGivesBack.com. Or call 813-850-0131 for details.
Honest Mahoney's. That's what people have been calling LZ Mahoney for more than 35 years. Honest LZ Mahoney. The name really says it all. Mahoney's Auto Repair is a place you can trust. In fact, it was some of his loyal customers that came up with the name. Generations of people who've been taking their cars to 4040 54th Avenue North for 3.5 decades. Do you need some work done on your car? If his loyal customers call him Honest Mahoney's, that should tell you something right there. The next time you need work done on your car, take it to my friend LZ Mahoney's. He's been a part of the home team for nearly 20 years. Mahoney's Auto Repair. Or just remember Honest Mahoney's. 4040 54th Avenue North in St. Petersburg. A place that people have called home for more than 35 years. Honest Mahoney's. 4040 54th Avenue North in St. Petersburg.
This is Paul Porter to tell you about the place to save big dollars on nearly new hockey, golf, baseball, and football equipment, and more. Check out Second Time Sports Main Street next to Walmart just west of Belcher. Gently used sports equipment at significant savings is what you'll find at Second Time Sports. Call 727-784-0007 or check them out at secondtimesports.com. Don't pay full price for sports equipment without first checking out Second Time Sports. 2104 Main Street, just west of Belcher, next to Walmart.
My new windows from FAS Windows and Doors are in. I couldn't be happier with the job they did, from measuring perfectly to prompt and exact installation. How did I choose FAS over all the other window companies? I've known Ernie and John Wilding for nearly 20 years. They're Central Florida and West Central Florida's largest volume window and door dealer, with showrooms and distribution facilities in both Tampa and Orlando. As you know, I never endorse a product or service unless I've used them them or thoroughly research them. Their objective is providing the best quality windows and doors on the market at reasonable prices with a customer service level that is unsurpassed in the industry. Never an obligation when you call 866-737-7173 or visit them on the internet at faswd.com. Call 866-737-7173. You'll be glad you did. I sure am.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher game, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back to the home team. Glad to have you with us. And we have with us right now Gordy Zimmerman from Iceman Development, LLC, who's also with some pretty important people in Pasco County. Gordy, welcome back to the home team.
Hey, good morning, Paul, Jason. How you guys doing?
Morning, Gordy. Very good.
Great.
Gordy, lots going on. There's always lots going on out there in Trinity and in Pasco County. And you are meeting with someone today, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, right? We're with the director of the sports tourism, the Florida Sports Coast, Adam Thomas. And we're with Commissioner Jack Mariano of Pasco County. And we're out here at the Fox Hollow Golf Course playing in the golf tournament. It's actually a charity event for Advent Health, sponsored by the BBL Group that owns the Spring Hill Suite in Land O'Lakes. So really exciting. We've got a lot of people here from New York playing in this golf tournament. Yesterday we played at CPC. But hey, I just wanted to introduce you to Adam Thomas, and he can say a few words about the Florida Sports Coast.
All right. Thank that you. Sounds good. Hello, Adam.
Okay. Hey, good morning.
Well, thanks morning. For joining us, and we won't take too much of your time out on the golf course there, but you got to be excited about all that's going on with what Gordy and the people at Trinity are doing there, and also at Generations. Just a whole lot of things happening.
Yeah, you know, Jason, Paul, you're right. There's a bunch of things that are happening right now in the sports world for Pasco County, and we get to, it's an honor and privilege that we get to partner with individuals like Gordy to really expand what the portfolio means for Florida Sports Coast and invite families and athletes and teams from across the global marketplace right here in Tampa Bay into Pasco County. So we are extremely honored to tell our community story, but collectively tell our community story with the facilities that are being built.
Pasco County is just growing and growing and growing. People are moving in there, either from the Tampa Bay area moving north, or people coming south and buying houses and building houses in Pasco County. Really do need something like this for people to do for recreation and to have some things to do now that they're relocating in Pasco County.
Absolutely. So, you know, last year in 2023, we invited and welcomed about 1.5 million visitors to Pasco County. And those visitors are actually entrepreneurs, business owners. They're looking to relocate to Florida. And these amenities are really creating demand for Pasco County, for residents and visitors alike. So we're excited for what the future holds in the short term and in the long term, because we are just getting started of what Pasco County truly means as a vacation destination and as a sporting destination.
Adam is tourism director of the Florida Sports Coast, and also Pasco County Commissioner Jack Mariano is there as well. Is Jack available to talk for a second?
Yeah, he's running around here. I think he just went to pick up our fourth guy here from the parking lot. But
okay.
I did want to mention, oh, here he comes right now, actually. But we've also got a big group coming in that we hired, Paul, called Storyland Studios, that's going to be working with us to tell the story and working with the county. So they're here all week in a bunch of meetings with us, and we're real excited to to jump on and meet with these people. But here's Jack real quick. He's going to say a few words.
All right. Commissioner Mariano, thank you for joining us on the program.
Well, it's delightful to be here with our friends from Albany out here at the Fox Hollow Golf Club. It's going to be a phenomenal day.
I just was talking with Adam about how Pasco County is just booming, and so many people are moving into Pasco County. They're relocating to Pasco County, and how wonderful it is to have something like this that is coming to Pasco County. It's really needed, I think.
Oh, it is. And I'd say that the county commission, they're very... very pro-economic growth. We're number one in the nation for commercial growth, number three residential. So with the two, we're getting top-quality stuff. And with Gordy Zimmerman doing this great project, it's going to be exciting.
Well, it really is. And great things to look forward to for many generations. And, of course, Generations Church is part of it and kind of ties together yeah. with generations of people in Pasco County. So lots
yeah,
to look forward to.
Appreciate that, Paul and Jason. You know, I'm real excited about the game tomorrow. A lot of good hockey games coming on. You know, we're excited to be working with everybody here and, you know, in this tournament. And, you know, like I said, people like BBL and Advent Health and all the groups that are a part of this. A lot going on here. And this golf course is right around the corner from our development. So we're pumped about it. But we're excited about the Lightning tomorrow, so lots to talk about.
Absolutely. Is there a place that people can go to kind of keep up with all the progress that's being made out there?
Yeah, we're just about finished our master website, but like I said, Storyland will be here this week. They're kind of our design development marketing group, and they're doing the big soccer city in Saudi Arabia and all the universals across the world. Working up in Atlanta with the Trillis project, you know, for Dan Cathy. They're doing a Liberty project out in Dakota. So this is what they do. They've done a lot of downtown Disney, Anaheim, and here in Florida. They did all the Harry Potter stuff. So real exciting group, and we're going to introduce them to some of the county people this week, and they're going to talk about what's going on in sports in Pasco County. So it's going to be part of our development theme. And, you know, we're pumped about that.
Well, Gordy, we're doing an NBA contest today, and we want you to pick a number. 1, 2, 3, 4 available. Also available is 10, 12, 13, 15, and 16. So pick any one of those numbers.
Well, hang on a second, Adam. Adam was a Major League Baseball player, so we're going to go... 16. We're going with his number.
All right. 16. All right. You've got the Philadelphia 76ers. That is your team in our
thanks.
NBA contest. Gordy, thanks so much. We look forward to the things continuing to happen out there. I hope I can come out and meet with your people this week. It's been a crazy week, but
I'll
think I can.
Definitely. They want to meet as many as they can, so I'll cue you in here if it's going to be Tuesday or Wednesday.
Either one would work, I think.
We'll follow up with you here Monday, okay?
Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks, Gordy.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
All right. Have a good day.
All right. Very good. John, I think, is still hanging on from Clearwater, if I'm not mistaken. Hello, John.
Yes. Good morning, Paul, Jason. How are you all?
Morning,
we're
John.
Doing good.
Yeah.
Thanks for holding on.
Excellent.
It's been a crazy morning.
Yes. I tried to talk to Matt, but he put me on hold, so... after the call, if you can put me through Matt, I can give him my email address.
Yeah, Matt will pick up and take your email address all down. Right. The tickets are going to be coming from email, and then the gift card to the Ferg Sports Bar is going to be coming via the mail.
Very good. Thank all you
right.
very much.
All right.
And Jason, what about Mike Tyson and Jake Paul? Coming up.
Yeah, I know. I've been hearing about that. I'm not as familiar with Jake Paul. I know he kind of became a star, a sensation through YouTube. I'm going to go with Mike Tyson just because I'm familiar with Tyson. I'm you know, old school boxing. So you know, I think Tyson at age 57. Hey, if he can go out there and get the win, good for him. I like how Tyson has really turned his life around and has found a life for himself outside of boxing. boxing, but he has kept himself in good shape. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Iron Mike there.
My son, who follows this, does not like Paul at all. He says he's very obnoxious and kind of abrasive.
Got all the more reason to go for Mike Tyson to teach him a lesson.
Yeah, you know? For sure, for sure.
And that's good.
John, we've already got you in the contest. You've got the Phoenix Suns. So,
thank you.
And you hit a bonus number as well, so a prize coming out to you as well. Boy, you've been making a living off the home team the last few
weeks. Yeah, I'm on a roll. I'm on a big roll, yeah. Thank you.
Just like your dear late brother was. He always did very well. Very good.
Anthony was awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. John, thanks so much. We appreciate you joining us.
All right. Have a great weekend.
All right,
go Lightning, go Magic.
That's right.
There you go. Some good comments here from Mario on Facebook Live that I wanted to go back and revisit. He says, not to be too much of a pessimist on the Rays, it's just that I'm a bit disappointed that they lead in a couple areas that they shouldn't be. And
errors, maybe?
Yeah, and it just jumped on me here, the screen did. They lead in the MLB in bullpen ERA, and they're in the top five in walks allowed.
Hmm.
And he says, in addition, the Rays' offense is in the top five in the chase rate, in which they swing at stuff outside the strike zone. So those are some comments from Mario.
The Rays, no matter what they seem to be up against in terms of injuries or players that leave, they still seem to find ways. It's really incredible. Yeah. The resilience of the team, and just, I think good management and finding the right players, the right pieces to bring in, they seem to get it done.
This National League East really seems to have hit parity this year, and we're still only in April, but nobody is really taking a commanding lead and running away with it. A lot of people pick the Orioles to be the best team.
Mm-hmm.
The Blue Jays have gotten a lot of notice, but everybody's kind of just right around that 500 mark, and the Yankees are even coming back to earth a little bit.
Yeah, and then again, still early. So much can change. We saw the Rays jump out to that incredible start. I don't know, what was it, 13-0, 14-0 to start the season? But then, you know, things change. Injuries took part. They still made the playoffs, but they didn't win the division.
Mm-hmm.
And anything can happen.
We'll see what happens. We need to hit a break, and then we will come back. Al is going to join us on the other side, see what Baseball Al has for us this week, and more of your calls as well. And still, eight numbers available in our NBA contest, so let's get those numbers taken up. One of them, the Boston Celtics, that many people are thinking are going to be the team to beat this year. More of the home team coming up on the Tan Talk Radio Network, AM 1340 and 1350, FM 106.1, 102.3, and Facebook
Live.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
When you talk about ice rink development in West Central Florida, one name stands alone: Iceman Development, LLC. Gordy Zimmerman, president and founder of Iceman Development, has played an integral part in the construction of the Ice Sports Forum in Brandon, the training home of the three-time Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning, and the Advent Health Center Ice Complex, a multi-million dollar facility boasting 150,000 square feet and ranked the top indoor ice rink facility by both the USA Today and Yelp. Iceman Development is currently involved in creating yet another outstanding ice rink facility in Trinity in Pasco County. Iceman's company mission is to build community projects that impact the area both in quality of life and economic growth. For more information, visit IcemanDevelopment.com. That's Iceman with two N's, development.com.
Your number one home team fans, Auto Owners Insurance and Vermost Insurance Agency is a winning combination. We'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit the Vermost Insurance Agency in Tampa Bay today at vermost.com. That's vermost.com.
We're talking with Pastor Chris Bonham, the senior executive pastor at Grace Family Church, and it's been around for a while, Pastor Chris. What do you attribute the longevity to?
We've been around for 27 years, and our senior pastor, Craig Altman, always has had the value of being real, being genuine. And I think that's really been the key to our longevity. The message hasn't changed. We're always going to be Bible-based, Bible-centered. But our genuineness allows us, as we've grown, to show we're not perfect. We're not always going to do everything right. And that allows us to be real. And I think when people see that, that's very inviting to them to realize they don't have to just be perfect as well. They can come just like they are, and God can meet them right where they're at.
You'll find services on both Saturday and Sunday at Grace Family Church, so check it out.
Grace Family Church, now with 8 locations, the newest at State Route 54 and Suncoast Parkway.
This is Paul Porter for Second Time Sports at 2104 Main Street, right next to Walmart, just west of Belcher Road. You can save big on new or gently used sports equipment, from hockey to soccer to baseball. They're now selling and renting gently used bicycles. Don't pay retail at the chain sports stores. Check out the large selection at Second Time Sports at just a fraction of the cost. Second Time Sports, 2104 Main Street, next to Walmart, just west of Belcher Road. Call them at 727-784-0007 and tell them what you're looking for.
Have you been looking for a place to get a Vienna all-beef hot dog without having to travel all the way to Tampa? Now you can get that delicious hot dog in its casing that snaps when you take your first bite. I think Vienna all-beef hot dogs are the best there are. And I'm happy to tell you that you can now find them in Pinellas at Daddy Dog's on the southeast corner of State Route 580 and McMullen Booth Road in Safety Harbor. Family owned and operated. Check them out at daddydogs.com. That's Daddy, D-A-W. WGS.com. Try it and you can thank me later. And don't forget to save room for Hershey's ice cream.
Calling all legal eagles and radio aficionados. Join us for a weekly legal whirlwind on WTAN 1340 AM Legal Candy with attorney Candace Colucci. Airs every Saturday at 2 p.m. Candace delves into hurricane-related matters, property insurance law, and sizzling legal topics. It's the town's hottest legal and lively show. Tune in and sweeten your Saturday.
Life Builders Christian Counseling Center brings hurting people to wholeness in Christ. Life Builders is a professional counseling center with multiple counselors and locations in Brandon and Tampa. They offer in-person Zoom and group sessions, counseling individuals, married couples, children and adolescents, and families. Some of our licensed counselors take most insurances. Call 813-438-5949 or visit lifebuilderscounseling.org. Life Builders can help. 813-438-5949. And at lifebuilderscounseling.org.
This is the Tam Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back to the home team. We're glad to have you with us as we continue along. We've got full phone lines, so let's go right to the phones. Mike is with us next. Hello, Mike. You're on the home team.
Hi, Paul.
I believe you're one of our regular viewers on Facebook Live, right?
Right.
Well, we're.
I want number 13.
You want number 13?
Yeah.
You have the Orlando Magic.
All right.
Yeah, Magic. You've got the Orlando Magic on our in our NBA contest with lucky number 13. So
okay, thanks for your help.
Okay, thanks for joining us, Mike. We appreciate it. Let's continue along. We have Al with us next. Hello, Al. You're on the home team.
Yeah, last week I didn't call because I was in cataract surgery.
Oh, all right. How did it go?
It's going real good.
Good. Congratulations.
Yeah, glad to hear that.
Glad to hear that. Absolutely.
You know, the Rays last night had 14 hits and 3 runs. Yeah. They lose the game 5-3. I can't believe that. Yankees got 5 hits and they win the game.
Yeah, the Rays, they seem to have had a lot of problems getting guys home. That's been a problem for them for years. They get people on base, but just can't seem to drive them home.
And you know that million dollar baby for the Dodgers, he come down to human, being the human. The Mets jumped all over him yesterday.
Yeah, and that was a bit of a surprise to see that, and it's early in the baseball season, so a long way to go, but there's some things that are a little bit unusual that have been happening thus far.
They figured he's going to be a fantastic pitcher. He ain't going to lose no games, the way they're talking.
Yeah.
They found out different.
Yeah, it didn't come out that way.
And what I told you early in the year, before the season started, I told you with that early spring training, all these baseball games they were playing, February the 20th. I told him there'd be a lot of injuries.
Yeah.
Man, they had a line. One day, last week, they had a line of injuries like you wouldn't believe. I told you that early spring, them guys are playing well too fast.
Yeah, they exert themselves. You know, the pitchers throw their arms out. The other guys, they do too much. Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Obliques and band strings, shoulder injuries.
Yeah.
They get all kind of problems.
Want to mention that Kirk on Facebook Live has chosen number 4, which is the Milwaukee Bucks. So okay. He's got the Milwaukee Bucks in our NBA contest. Al, why don't you pick a number? We've got 1, 2, 3. We also have 10, 12, and 15 still available to you.
Give me number 3.
Number 3, you've got the Minnesota Timberwolves.
All right.
Pretty good team
in
the West. So,
they are?
Yeah, they are a pretty good team. The Minnesota Timberwolves, they were top of the Western Conference for quite a while this season.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're currently the number 3 seed. They're going to be playing Phoenix in the
today.
First round.
Yeah.
I hope I can do good.
You got a good shot.
Well,
you got a good team.
I'm sorry to hear about Anthony losing to with that playoff game. It was a shame that he had a shot at it. And baseball, I mean, at college football, I mean, college
college basketball.
Yeah, it was close. And John from Clearwater, who's been winning everything,
mm-hmm.
won that too with Connecticut.
With Connecticut, yeah.
Al, thanks so much. We got to move along, but good
All
talking
right.
with you.
Thanks, Al.
All
Have
right.
a good day.
Let's bring
care,
in Don next. Hello, Don. You're on the home team. Hello, Don.
Don?
Well, maybe we'll put Don back on hold. I think, is he there now?
Yes.
Hello, Don.
Hey, Don.
Yes, I just wanted to ask you, Paul, you've been in the business, radio, and also with being a public announcer. Do you ever think there'll be another John Sterling who starts in basketball and hockey and then at late in his career becomes a baseball announcer? The reason why I ask that is I didn't know that he also, when he did the Hawks, that the guy who took over for him at the Hawks, Steve Holman, is still doing the game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you're going to see longevity like that ever again. And would that affect the way people listen to radio if they know that a guy isn't going to be there for 20, 30 years?
Yeah, I think that is the trend. I'm sorry to say that because they seem to move from radio to television to network television, and that seems to be the goal. But there's a lot of guys, and I see them in particular. And,
well, look at Gene Deckerhoff, how long he's been doing the Bucks. And, of course,
he's
Florida State for a very long time. Yeah, so I think you'll find some that stick with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Don, you've got the Denver Nuggets in the NBA contest, the defending champions. So you got a pretty good shot. If they repeat, you win the contest.
I hope so. Just one more thing on John Sterling.
Yeah.
What amazes me is that every time he lost a job, he got another job. And,
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of hard to do that in this day and age. Where, you know, once you've lost one, like when he was with the Nets and the Islanders, he lost both of them, goes to Atlanta, was in Atlanta for 7 years, and then he landed the Yankees job. I don't know if you're going to see that kind of movement ever again of guys who can start somewhere and still continue to maintain. To build up their reputation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you're good at what you do, even if, you know, like I say, one door closes, another one opens. And certainly I think other organizations recognize the talent when they see it.
One of the things I've noticed, you do have a lot of guys that are getting up in age and still doing radio. In fact, in Milwaukee with the Milwaukee Brewers. A classic announcer there. He missed the tag. He missed the tag.
Bob Uecker, is he still doing it? Wow, Mr.
Still,
Baseball.
Still doing the play-by-play for the Milwaukee Brewers. And a lot of guys, Tom Hamilton has been in Cleveland a long time, doing now the Cleveland Guardians. It had been the Cleveland Indians at one time. So a lot of guys sticking around just because it's such a great job and they enjoy it. That's for sure. Don, thank you so much. Always good to hear from you, and I always appreciate your questions and comments.
You're welcome, Paul. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. We are going to hit our final break. Anthony is going to join us on the other side, and we still have numbers 1, 2, 10, and 15 available in our contest. Those four numbers, 1, 2, 10, and 15. If you want to select one of those, one of them is the Boston Celtics. One of them is the Miami Heat, one of them the New York Knicks, and one of them the number one seed in the West, Oklahoma City Thunder. So those are still available. 1, 2, 10, and 15. Pick one of those four numbers and get into our NBA contest. More of the home team coming up on the Tan Talk Radio Network. AM 1340 and 1350, FM 106.1, 102.3, and Facebook
Live.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, Paul Porter here. I've known Bobby Maggi for years, and he's always supported the home team. Tax season is here, and at Maggi Tax, you can let the professionals prepare your taxes. Taxes will be going up, and now is the time to do tax planning. No appointments necessary, and three locations that you can drop off your tax info and go. Visit Maggi Tax for more information or call Bobby Maggi at 727-799-1701. Pay less tax with Maggi Tax. It's not a slogan, it's what they do. Mention Paul Porter and the home team, and you'll get $25 off your tax preparation. That number again, 727-799-1701. 727-799-1701. Now is a great time to shop your homeowners and auto insurance. Alliance Mutual Insurance can lower your cost on insurance during these challenging economic times. Alliance Mutual, an independent agency, is in the Tampa Bay area, locally owned with over 20 years experience. They have access to dozens of independent carriers and can find the lowest price with the highest quality coverage. Citizens is not your only option. Call or text Jamie Brown, a home team listener and supporter, at 727-637-2341. That's Jamie Brown at 727-637-2341.
Honest Mahoney's. That's what people have been calling LZ Mahoney for more than 35 years. Honest LZ Mahoney. The name really says it all. Mahoney's Auto Repair is a place you can trust. In fact, it was some of his loyal customers that came up with the name. Generations of people who've been taking their cars to 4040 54th Avenue North for 3.5 decades. Do you need some work done on your car? If his loyal customers call him Honest Mahoney's, that should tell you something right there. The next time you need work done on your car, take it to my friend LZ Mahoney's. He's been a part of the home team for nearly 20 years. Mahoney's Auto Repair. Or just remember Honest Mahoney's. 4040 54th Avenue North in St. Petersburg. A place that people have called home for more than 35 years. Honest Mahoney's. 4040 54th Avenue North in St. Petersburg.
Now you can get that delicious Vienna all-beef hot dog in Pinellas County at Daddy Dog's on the southeast corner of McMullen Booth Road and State Route 580 in Safety Harbor. They feature 10 different types of hot dogs with over 25 different toppings. Hershey's ice cream, too. Now you don't have to drive to Tampa to get the best hot dog there is. Check out their menu at daddydogs.com. That's daddy, DAWGS.com. Family-owned and operated. DaddyDogs.com. Thank goodness it's Thursday. That's what they're celebrating every last Thursday of the month from 4:30 to 8 p.m. at Raw Space Collaborative. It's a chance to network with other businesses and make some new friends. If you're looking to network your business, don't miss TGIT at Raw Space Collaborative, 6013 Wesley Grove Boulevard, Building 2, Suite 208 in Wesley Chapel. Check out rawspaceco.com for all the details. See you last Thursday of the month from 4:30 to 8 p.m. at Thank Goodness It's Thursday.
Looking to buy or sell a home but don't know where to turn? Paul Porter here from Mollyanna Ward and the team at Innovation Realty Group. They're ready to work for you. New construction, buying or selling an existing home? They can do it all. They serve our entire listing area. Uncompromising integrity combined with savvy negotiating is what you'll find at Innovation Realty Group. Visit their website, innovationgroupfl.com. That's innovationgroupfl.com. Or call 813-802-8415.
to speak directly with Molly Anna.
My new windows from FAS Windows and Doors are in. I couldn't be happier with the job they did, from measuring perfectly to prompt and exact installation. How did I choose FAS over all the other window companies? I've known Ernie and John Wilding for nearly 20 years. They're Central Florida and West Central Florida's largest volume window and door dealer, with showrooms and distribution facilities in both Tampa and Orlando. As you know, I never endorse a product or service unless I've used them or thoroughly researched them. Their objective is providing the best quality windows and doors on the market at reasonable prices, with a customer service level that is unsurpassed in the industry. Never an obligation when you call 866-737-7173 or visit them on the internet at faswd.com. Call 866-737-7173. You'll be glad you did. I sure am.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Welcome back to the home team, our final segment for this Saturday. And again, thanks to all of you on Facebook Live for putting up with our gremlins here that finally worked their way out. But glad to have all of you with us. We're going to get back to the phone lines in just a second. But Jason, tell us about Alessi Bakery. What do you have going on there this week?
Well, this week our buy one, get one free specials are our guava and cheese turnovers. We have our pumpkin cream cake slices and our chocolate devil's food cake slices. Those are all buy one, get one free this week. We've always got a wide variety of cakes, cookies, cupcakes. We have eclairs, cannolis, Napoleons. We have a great deli offering a variety of sandwiches, including our Cuban sandwiches, Italian subs, turkey club, king clubs, and Philly cheesesteaks. We have devil crabs, beef empanadas, and our famous cacciata pizza. Our cold Sicilian meat pizza is one of our best-selling items. So we've got a little bit of everything at Alessi Bakery.
And you need to jump on this Anthony Duclair eclair.
I think that's got a nice ring to it.
Yeah, you get the Duclair eclair.
Duclair eclair.
And I think that would be a great opportunity for you as well. Just in case people don't know, where are you located and what are your hours and all the good
stuff?
Sure,
we're at 2909 West Cypress Street, in between MacDill and Armenia. We're open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday. We're open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays are 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And Sundays, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Very good. Alessi Bakery, none better in the Tampa Bay area than Alessi Bakery. You'll be, those of you that haven't been there, you need to try it. You really owe it to yourself. It's a Tampa institution. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the phone lines. Anthony is with us next. Hello, Anthony. You're on the home team.
Hey, good morning to you.
Morning,
Anthony. We're back in the playoffs again. You know, even though he doesn't get recognition nationwide, the fact that this team is back in the playoffs is a testament to John Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. And I give Jeff Vinnick a lot of credit for keeping him on board, because his mind has benefited this team, getting him to the playoffs twice and winning two back-to-back Stanley Cups.
Longest tenured coach in the NHL.
Yes. Yes.
Exactly. Now, as far as the two games today, I don't mind the thrashing of the stolen team from Hartford. So, let's put them down. And as far as the other two teams, Boston, Toronto, let them kill themselves on the ice. I could do without the whole gibberish of the original six going back and forth. That died a long time ago. There's no longer original six. So let's put it to rest. So Lightning, time to tame the cat from Sunrise. And again, they need to change the Florida Panthers to the legitimate, it's got to be Sunrise. That Florida name on the team is a little, they could go to the
Marlins did, to go to Miami. Panthers.
Texas, you know, in baseball, you figure Texas plays in Arlington just outside of Dallas. They still call themselves the Texas Rangers. It's changed through the years. I mean, the Angels used to be the California Angels, but then went to Anaheim, then went to the L.A. Angels of Anaheim. You know, it is what it is.
The fact that they came after the Lightning should have merited just to be called Sunrise.
But Miami
let's
Panthers.
Put them away and put them into hibernation for another season. So go Lightning.
All right. Anthony, let's get you into the contest here. The number is still available.
Is this for the Rays tickets?
No, this is for the NBA contest.
Okay, so let me say if number 7 is still available.
No, 7 is gone. What's available is 1, 2, 10, 12, and 15.
Let's go with 15.
15. You've got the Miami Heat in our NBA contest.
After blasting the Panthers, I mean, they got the Heat.
Isn't that karma. I guess.
Well, let's hope that karma goes away. Anyways, let's go out and let's put away the Panthers.
I can clearly say, Anthony, I hope you lose the contest.
Yeah.
Okay.
I concur. Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly.
All right, very good. We still have numbers 1, 2, 10 and 12 available. And one of those four numbers is the Boston Celtics, and one of them is the Oklahoma City Thunder. So the top seed in the East and the top seed in the West are still available.
Oklahoma City is a team kind of going under the radar, because I think because they came out of nowhere to get that number one seed in the West. I think people are going to be curious to see how they do in the play, how they handle that being the number one seed. Obviously, they have a good young team. You know, Chet Holmgren, who was their first overall pick, was injured all of last season. This was kind of basically his rookie season this year. So it'll be interesting to see how they do.
By the way, Thelma on Facebook Live has chosen number 10, and she has the Boston Celtics.
Number one.
Way to go, Thelma. Yep. So Thelma is got the number one seed in the East. The number one seed in the West is still available, and three numbers still out there, 1, 2, and 12 for you to pick. But do it quick, because we've only got a few minutes left in the program. Mike is coming by, Mike Rickard, and his friends there with the Florida Sports Connection. They're coming up next. I believe they're live today, right, Matt? Live from Ferg Sports Bar. That's coming up today right after our program from 11 to 1. So go ahead and keep the dial right here, and the sports talk will continue. Also want to thank Gordy Zimmerman and the commissioners and the director of tourism, sports tourism for Pasco County, joining us on the program, and thanks to Steve Carney for joining us on the program today. Well, Jason, you got your work cut out for you today. You've got NBA and NHL playoffs. You've got the Rays coming up this afternoon. Lots going on, and it's beautiful weather outside, but also a good TV day as well.
It's great. I'm going to be watching sports mostly. I'll go for a walk probably here and there. You want to mention with the Magic and the Lightning being the visiting team, not having the home court and home ice advantage, really important for them to set the tone early. It'd be wonderful if they could win the game one to steal one on the road. Because obviously, in order to win the series, you're going to have to
in
steal
both
at least
cases,
one on the
Lightning
road.
And Magic.
In both cases. And I think so. That's real opportunity for each team to set the tempo early and give themselves a much better chance to win the series in advance.
Steven has picked number 12, and that is the L.A. Clippers. So he has the L.A. Clippers. The only numbers still available now are 1 and 2, number 1 and number 2. And one of those is the New York Knicks, and one of those is the Oklahoma City Thunder. So if you want to get those numbers, put it on Facebook Live. I don't think we have time to take any more phone calls, but if you want to enter it on Facebook Live, 1 and 2 are still available. Well, again, thanks to all of you for joining us on the program. The Lightning, our home Thursday night for their game 3 against the Florida Panthers. The Magic are home Thursday night for their game 3 against the Cleveland Cavaliers. I will be in Orlando on Thursday night for the Magic game, and then I'll be in Amalie Arena next Saturday for a 5 o'clock face-off, game 4 against the Florida Panthers. And thanks again to all of you for joining us on the program today. We'll talk to you next Saturday at the 9 o'clock on the Tan Talk Radio Network, AM 1340 and 1350, FM 106.1, 102.3, and Facebook
Live!
WTN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.